The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hello and welcome to the Invite Health Wellness Hour. I am Dr. Amanda Williams, and I have an interesting study to talk about that fits into my mold of mindfulness today. So I'm going to get into all that. Hopefully everyone had a wonderful weekend. I know some of you Yankees fans are not too happy. I just got the down low from Alex on that. So I guess it wasn't a good baseball weekend. How did the Mets do? Let me ask you that,
Alex. The Mets are the king of the town at the moment. They just won, not 3 out of 4, 4 out of 5 against the Braves. Now, it's a rivalry that has been dead for largely 20 years. And, of course, if everybody remembers, the Mets-Braves rivalry in the late 90s, early 2000s were literally rocking because everybody hated John Rocker. And that energy was back at the park. I was there on Thursday night. I felt that electricity that I hadn't felt in a Brave Met game in the last 20 years. So that was fun. And, of course, winning 4 out of 5. Jacob deGrom last night, 12 strikeouts in about 5 2/3 inning pitch against the Braves. So the Mets are rocking. They continue tonight against the Reds, and I might be there again. So, you know, just like every day we talk, I'm going to a game, it feels like. So
I know. And that's, you know, it's interesting. We're going to be talking later this week with our stadium expert, Alexa Greenfield. We'll be talking to her about the importance of eating the right things when you're at the stadium. So I'm assuming that you did the right things while you were checking out those Mets games in terms of the foods that you were selecting.
Actually, yeah, I don't know what I'll eat tonight, but on Thursday it was some ballpark food. I'll be honest about that. But as far as the Yanks go, the attrition. And then beyond that, you know, we stayed fit all weekend. I literally went to different places, went to cover wheelchair basketball over the weekend. So, you know, I was trying to eat healthy, but I also just on the go all weekend. And, you know, I think that our conversations are inspiring that on the go nature that I had this weekend for sure.
Well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. And I know that was a big deal for you over the weekend because you got to have the opportunity to talk to the head.
So I got to talk with the captain of the Team USA Paralympic wheelchair basketball team. He's like a medalist through and through, and that team always kills it. And he said that wheelchair basketball is on the rise, you know, not only in the States, but around the world. And that's very exciting, that inclusivity and adaptive sports, because people with disabilities deserve that chance to be on the go as well. And I got a sense of that this weekend that, yeah, even kids like very young are working to be in this sport. And that's very exciting to see. So
no,
as we said last month, the ADA, but that never stops. That conversation about people with disabilities being active never stops. And as I say before, I appreciate that you want to open up the window to that on your show as well, Amanda.
Definitely. And I'm glad that you mentioned it, because I was going to default back to that and say, you know, see, this is like us talking about the ADA and, you know, the historic anniversary just a couple of weeks ago, and why this is so important. Because think about that, just not only, you know, here, but think about the Paralympic athletes and traveling to different countries and nations, and you know, what's the accessibility? I mean, we take for granted, those of us who are, you know, able body and things along that nature, that you take for granted that, you know, what if you have an Olympics that's in an area where it's not, you know, ADA friendly, but yet you have these, you know, basically there's still these extreme athletes who are out there competing at these high levels. And you think about those added stressors, you know, can they make it into their hotel? You know, things like that.
We went to Texas.
Enlightening.
The wheelchair basketball team for Team CUNY went to Texas. 30 athletic chairs had to be flown down there. 30, Dr. Amanda. So you're right. And by the way, you know, people might say, oh, well, they're in a wheelchair. No, they are fit athletes. Okay. They are not just sitting in a wheelchair. They are fit. They're able to rebound. They're able to maneuver the chair. And I encourage you next time you come up, if you come up in the fall, to check this out, because it's quite a thing to see, actually, Dr. Amanda.
I definitely want to, because, you know, I'm always intrigued, you know, and it's a shame. This is, and I will say that this is a shame that there's not a more emphasis on this on a regular basis in terms of like televised sports, because, you know, I always look forward. I'm obviously, both of us are both sports junkies, but I am always intrigued by the Olympics, and I don't care if it's Winter Olympics or Summer Olympics. I love the Olympic Games, and I love competitive sports. I love to see athletes, you know, in their different backgrounds and their stories and, you know, how they got to where they're at. But I really enjoy watching the Paralympics, and it's a shame that you don't see enough of this, like, throughout the year, because it's not like it's just, oh, every 4 years and you got the, you know, Paralympic, you know, swimmers or the Paralympic basketball team out there. Like, these are athletes who are training all of the time, and they're competing all of the time, not just for the Olympics. And so I think that that's something that more focus should be brought into that. I don't know. Maybe we need to get a hold of someone from ESPN and say, you know, why don't you guys have this on every weekend? Because, you know, like you said, they're out there and they're competing, and they are truly, you know, just fabulous athletes, and just the, what they've overcome and what they continue to push through. I think that more highlights need to be put
on
that.
Yeah, 100%. And I, you know, they were part of CUNY Athletic Conference, and CUNY ACC did a great job actually live streaming every game, which was pretty cool to give an inside look at this. But yeah, it has to be more out there, especially because, as you and I talk about, what does the mainstream talk about? Inclusivity. We accept you, this and the other. Yet you don't show any highlights from this. So how is that accepting anything? You know, it's
right.
Backwards.
If you're only waiting every 4 years to see this, you know, it's something that I think, you know, more of a push needs to be made for awareness and just getting more people in the public to be involved, I think, is important. Because, like I said, the level of training that these athletes go through, and, you know, just like I said, that added, the extra added layer of stress of a Paralympic athlete, or just, you know, someone who is competing at that level, goes through, I don't think that many people probably can put themselves into that mind space of, you know, that emotional stress on top of the physical stress, because you have these other things that are many times out of their control in terms of accessibility and all of those things that can arise. And so, you know, this is always why I talk about, you know, mindfulness and, you know, making sure that you're doing the right things for your body, eating the right foods, and, you know, taking the right nutrients for energy and to help to combat stress. And this is, you know, one of the things that we definitely, across the board, we look at and we address at Invite Health is, you know, making sure that people always have that accessibility when it comes to feeling good. And whether that's using, you know, our True Energy powder, you know, the Ribose Complex, I mean, these are things that, you know, athletes of all, you know, walks of nature would want to be utilizing just to help power things up. And at the same time, it's the bingo card, the HPA access, to regulate the hypothalamus pituitary adrenal axis.
There it is.
There it is. You knew it would come out because it's so connected. And if you have a lot of, say, physical stress, okay, well, that's going to impact you, you know, in certain ways. But think about how the brain regulation of neurotransmitters and that dopamine and how that then affects your insulin levels and your adrenal function. So all of these things are things that
Dr. A, before we go
to
break, I have to ask you this, because I feel like Invite Health has the approach of, and we're going to get to break in a minute, but has the approach of, okay, you're in a wheelchair, but you don't have to settle for not doing anything while in the wheelchair. I feel like you empower this kind of activity and really athleticism, if you will, through the products.
Definitely. Because, you know, as we were talking about a couple of weeks ago, you know, when it comes to someone's overall health and well-being, this is a very individualized approach. So it doesn't matter if you have, you know, someone who appears to be completely fit and, you know, can run laps around a track, or if you have someone who is in a wheelchair. we look at each person as an individual, and we look at what are your specific needs and how can we help you help yourself. And that's what we pride ourselves in, for sure. So we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. I want to tell you about this really interesting study on mindfulness. We'll be right back just after this.
Now is the time to make sure you're managing stress and getting that energy back. Invite Health is here to help. This week, they're zeroing in on promoting energy, focus, and attention with powerful, clinically studied nutrients. And they're making this even easier for you by offering you a limited time offer. Buy one of their select heart health supplements and get 40% off retail. Double up, buy two, and get free shipping. Call them now at 800-673-2345 to save on select energy and brain health products. Again, that's 800-673-2345. 800-673-2345. One more time, 800-673-2345. Tired of feeling wired and tired? Support your energy, focus, and attention today. Invite Health. Get healthy, stay healthy. 800-673-2345.
Welcome back to the Invite Health Wellness Hour. I am Dr. Amanda Williams. Remember, if you have questions for me, you can always shoot me an email, awilliams@invitehealth.com. That's awilliams@invitehealth.com. If that's too many words for you, too many letters, and you're like, oh, I don't have a pen, then you can simply remember 970@invitehealth.com. So maybe you're listening on the radio, you're streaming us live, 970@invitehealth.com. Either way, and I will get back with you. So here's the study. And I talked about this a little bit last week, Alex, about when I was, you know, working at the medical school and working with so many medical students who were like beyond stressed out and like, how do I manage my life and what am I going to do? And I worked with them in terms of mindfulness techniques. And this was a study that just came out, and they said studying well-being science as part of their course could be a key way to improve how students cope with all of the different stressors that they face, which I found fascinating. I was like, this is kind of the way I fell into all of this. I wanted to be able to help my students, and so I went off and I did my training through the Center for Mind Body Medicine. I said, okay, I'm going to learn all these wonderful techniques. I'm going to be able to help these medical students that are just stressed out beyond the point. They can barely function. So this is going to be great. And at the end of everything, I learned the most about myself and how I could better manage my stress, because I thought I had it all together. I did. I think I managed fairly well, but I learned a lot of really wonderful techniques that have allowed me to be better when it came to the help that I was giving to my medical students, but also how I help our Invite customers and navigating through very complex health conditions or health concerns that people have, or maybe, you know, maybe people are just at their wit's end and they're just stressed out and they're just like, and they want to vent. You know, sometimes when you're on the other end of that, which is always been kind of the position I've been in, is I'm always kind of that sounding board for people as they come to me and they tell me about their health problems, or they tell me about their, you know, emotional problems, or, oh, I hate my job and let me tell you all about it. And so I've always been that one that I kind of take all of that in. And then when working with medical students, the same thing, like, oh, Dr. Williams, you just don't understand. I'm studying so hard. And it's just like, I just can't seem to retain this information. And it doesn't matter how many times I've used, you know, flashcards or different techniques to remember this pathway. It doesn't sink in. So it's, in a sense, you're kind of like hit all the time with, in a way, negative energy. And you're trying to always build the people up, build them up. You can do this. You can do this. And I didn't have my own.
Well, that's the question. Who builds up the builders? You know what I mean? Like who pumps up the people that pump everybody else up? I think that's such a question that never gets examined enough.
Right. And so this is what I learned through my training for, you know, Center for Mind Body Medicine. And, you know, if you're not familiar with the Center for Mind Body Medicine, I definitely encourage people to check this out. Dr. James Gordon, MD, Harvard trained, just amazing individual. Just, you want to talk about someone who is just a good quality human being who, you know, focused all of his time and dedication and just gives back to communities around the world who are in such dire need, you know, whether it's, you know, after a earthquake or hurricane or war-torn areas, and really works with people to find ways to cope with all of those in that moment, for many people, uncopable emotions that they're having. And so to be trained under him for me was, you know, very much so an honor. But I learned so much about myself, like, oh my gosh, I need to have ways for myself to decompress, because while I'm very good at building up others and saying, oh, you know, I can help you, I can do this, I can do this, and I take a lot of pride in that, but that can start to eat away even my own coping mechanisms. And so now I've figured that out. Like, hey, I have to stick with making sure I'm eating the right things, and I have to make sure I'm getting, you know, adequate sleep, and I have to do things that allow me to decompress, which is why I always default back to, you know, hula hooping, because I always say it's very difficult to remain, you know, stressed out or anxious if you're hula hooping, because the only thing you can pay attention to is keeping the hula hoop on your hips. So, but it's amazing how much insight I had on myself. And through that process, I now feel like I'm even better equipped to help people. And this is kind of what this study is. It's like, you know, they are teaching these students about well-being and how well-being science and, you know, well-being medicine is so critical. And once they started to teach them these different tools, they started to say, let me do a little self-reflection here. And wow, now I can manage, you know, my midterm exam coming up much better because I have a different outlook on this. And having that balance, it's amazing. You know, with the medical students that I work with for many years, it was like, well, I have to study at least 16 hours a day. If I don't study 16 hours a day, I'm somehow a failure. And it's like, no, you need to get, you know, maybe 7 hours in a day. Like, use it like it's a job, you know, like put in the time, but otherwise you're just putting in hours, but you're not getting anything out of that. And I think that, you know, seeing studies like this are really quite fascinating. So it was in the Journal of Teaching of Psychology, and looking at how, you know, well-being and wellness is becoming more and more of a critical role for institutions for better supporting students' well-being. And for me, this is key. And I oftentimes would, you know, talk to my students and say, listen, we have to just look at basic nutrients. We have to make sure that we're keeping the brain fueled up and that you're protecting your brain with omega-3 fatty acids, taking fish oil, taking, you know, comprehensive daily multivitamin. The performance multivitamin is a, you know, hands down wonderful one for anyone who has high levels of stress. Maybe you're like, well, hey, I don't exercise, so why would I take the performance? That's not what the performance is for. You know, the performance is for you to even perform cognitively. So having that rhodiola extract and that superoxide dismutase to fend off all of the oxidative stress can really pack a huge punch. And of course, it comes down to the foods too. You know, if you want to power up your body and your cells and your brain, you have to do the right thing. If you are doing just the high processed foods, you're going to struggle. You're going to struggle with being able to cope with anxiety and fatigue and stress. You have to be able to do the right things. And we know that when it comes to ultra processed foods in this country, it's alarming, you know, how widespread it is, but how accepted that food is too, because it's technically not food. You know, it's food that is supposed to resemble, you know, what we would think of food, but it really isn't. Because when you're packing things down with preservatives and just artificial colors and all of this, just junk is basically what it is. I always say, if you put junk in, you can expect junk out. So when I say junk out, that means, you know, maybe you're not as focused as you'd like to be. Maybe you're not sleeping as well as you would like to. Maybe every time you've been to your doctor in the last few years, they keep saying, hey, your blood sugar is too high, or oh, your cholesterol is too high. Well, if you keep putting that junk in, you will continue to get junk out. And that's not a good thing. So mindfulness, I'm telling you, it works. You just have to find the right technique for yourself, and everyone's different. So you have to find what gravitates towards you. And I found that, especially working with my medical students, was that not every single medical student responded in terms of being able to decompress with the same exact activity. You know, some of them found, you know, hey, if I sit here and I, you know, color, for example, you know, you remember when adult coloring books became kind of a big thing, but there's something to that because it kind of slows everything down and it makes you focus on, okay, I'm just going to, you know, color in this book, and it can tamper down that brain from being on that overdrive. So there's a lot of different techniques. But now there's other people who would be like, oh, I'm never going to use an adult coloring book, but let me focus on my breathing. So you have to find the right thing for you. And it really can make a huge difference in terms of how you feel every day, your energy. You know, this whole focus for this last couple of weeks is really on that you don't want to feel tired and wired. So what can we be doing? And we know that supporting our cellular energy production is key to this, but it's achieved not just through one supplementation. It's not like, oh, I'll just take the performance multivitamin and that's it. We have to look at other things too. You know, you have to partner up your performance multivitamins with good foods. And, you know, you have to be getting decent sleep. And if you're still struggling with sleep, then you need to try to figure out, how can I get some resolution to this? So speaking of that, let me ask you, Alex, because I know sleep is always a challenge for you based off of your schedule. How was your sleep over the weekend?
Actually, not terrible. And then, of course, a few days ago, I got 8 hours, but not bad. I'm just kind of trying to rest my brain as much as I can at like 11 o'clock at night, power down, and then just go to sleep. It's just not easy sometimes to close the eyes, but I'm working on that. Actually, I found if I have a bit of a meal, like even, I don't know, a steak or something like that, literally something there that can give me that nutrient, I fell asleep easier. I don't know what that's about, but it just is.
Like,
I could just fall asleep after a good meal. It just happens that way. So
yeah, that's a very, very important thing that you just pointed out. Because like when you think about breakfast, do you know what that means? Like breakfast.
Breaking fast? Like
correct.
Yeah, yep.
Okay, so at night, and this is funny because and everybody's on different, you know, routines. Some people are like, I'm doing this intermittent fasting. It's working really great for me. And everyone's different. So I always say what may work for one person may not work for someone else. But this is something that I used to really zero in on with my diabetics when I was doing a lot of the diabetes counseling and diabetes self-management courses, is we have to make sure that you're getting some protein at night. Not over-proteining it, but we need to get some proteins in. So, you know, whether that was, let's have an apple with some almond butter on it or, you know, peanut butter on it. But we have to be able to get some protein in because the protein takes a little longer in terms of digesting, which means the liver is less likely to say, oh, hey, we're fasting and now maybe we need to make sugar to, you know, stabilize us. But what happens is that you start to go through this process of gluconeogenesis. So glucose is released in the form of glucagon, and then it can wake you up in the middle of the night. You're like, oh gosh, I'm hungry. And so then your sleep is disrupted because now we're experiencing kind of this insulin resistance in the middle of the night. So if you eat something that has protein, so, you know, maybe you have a handful of walnuts and some berries before you go to bed. Oftentimes this number one will improve upon your blood sugar levels. So you're not going to have those peaks and valleys, but it can also help to support better sleep because now we're not going through that episode in the middle of the night where we have this insulin resistance that can wake us up and say, hey, something's not right. We need to eat. The body has its own little alarm clocks to kind of alert you when you think something's going haywire. And that's one of the key things. So, you know, healthy protein at night. I don't know if I would always pick a steak, but definitely there are some healthy protein options that you can do that you can have just a small amount before you go to bed to improve your sleep. So we will talk a little bit more about that, but I do need to take a quick break. You're listening to Invite Health Radio. I'm Dr. Amanda Williams. We'll be right back.
Now's the time to make sure you're managing stress and getting that energy back. Invite Health is here to help. This week, they're zeroing in on promoting energy, focus, and attention with powerful, clinically studied nutrients, and they're making this even easier for you by offering you a limited-time offer. Buy one of their select heart health supplements and get 40% off retail. Double up, buy two, and get free shipping. Call them now at 800-673-2345 to save on select energy and brain health products. Again, that's 800-673-2345. 800-673-2345. One more time, 800-673-2345. Tired of feeling wired and tired? Support your energy, focus, and attention today. Invite Health. Get healthy. Stay healthy. 800-673-2345.
We're surviving, we're still living. I was stronger.
And welcome back to the Invite Health Wellness Hour. I am Dr. Amanda Williams, and we were just talking about Alex saying he was getting better sleep because he was eating some steak, well, protein, at night. So we definitely can see how the intake of protein can help, but we always have to be smart, once again, as to which proteins we are actually choosing to use. So at the end of the day, the more we understand about how foods impact our body, and everybody's different, this is going to help you in terms of regulation of your overall metabolism, for healthy weight loss, for getting better sleep, just for your energy levels. And it's something that we work with you to establish that. You know, what is the best way for you to be able to get the right foods in every day that help power you up, help give you that energy? What other added supplements can we add in? You know, maybe a scoop of that ribose added into your daily routine that really help to generate that energy and can promote, you know, optimal sleep. Now, this is an interesting thing about rhodiola in the performance multivitamin. Rhodiola, even though it's, you know, intended for energy production, it has actually been shown that as you regulate the hypothalamus pituitary adrenal axis, that this can start to create substantial improvements when it comes to your sleep cycle. So for many people who have a lot of stress and they're like, I can't sleep worth a darn, they start to use the rhodiola extract, and the next thing you know, they are feeling like, not only do I have energy throughout the day, I'm actually starting to sleep better at night. And we've seen these studies time and time again with rhodiola and how beneficial that actually is. So I always like to talk about, you know, how foods impact your system and what you can be doing. Because I always say we are all unique in our own way. And what works for one person may not work for someone else. So I always think that it's important just to point that out, that when it comes to your dietary intake and you're maybe a little confused as to what you should be doing, maybe you have a friend or, you know, family member that's like, listen, this is what I do and it works great for me, so it's going to work great for you. And you try it and you're like, okay, this isn't working. Reach out to one of the Invite Health nutritional experts and they can try and help guide you on a more personalized approach, because that's definitely important. Now, here's another interesting study that I wanted to bring up, because it was talking about, we've always heard, like, you know, nature is beneficial and how being out in nature can be incredibly helpful. And we talked with the author and the triathlete from Canada a few weeks ago, and how, you know, nature was like kind of her thing. And then she ended up getting Lyme's disease from getting infected by a tick bite. So this is something that we know, and she said she had to overcome that. Now, not to become fearful of nature, but to stay, you know, tied to nature and understanding the healing powers that nature can have. So they did this study where they were looking at over 300 different research articles that had been published on how ecosystems influence our brain, and how the more we have a influence coming from nature, the more it can significantly affect our well-being. And I think that this is important, and this is why oftentimes on this show I talk about, you know, hey, you know, you may live in the city, but that doesn't mean that you can't head on over to, you know, Central Park or, you know, wherever it is that you live and go to a local park and go out and just, you know, take a walk, look at the environment, look at the trees, listen for a bird. You know, do you see a little squirrel or something like that? Because those things can make a huge difference on how our brain is perceiving our current situation. And like I had mentioned before, many times we are on overdrive when it comes to our way of handling our day-to-day stressors. And if we don't have the ability to pump those brakes, then that can certainly be problematic. So we have to look at how nature influences our sense of well-being. All of these things are incredibly important to us. And so the show is about that. The show is about, you know, looking at what we do every single day when it comes to our mindfulness, when it comes to our supplements, and how we can utilize all of these things in synergy together to really have a more positive outlook. And of course, I always mention it comes down to the foods. And when it comes to foods, we know who to go to when it comes to asking the right questions about healthy nutrition. And that is our chef from Portable Chef. Uri Atiya is here with me today, and we are going to talk about some healthy food. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Amanda. Thanks. It's nice to speak with you.
Yes, you as well. So already kicking off a new week. So I must ask, is there anything that's on the forefront for you guys for the week? Do you have any new fruits or vegetables that you guys are going to be utilizing this week? Anything new?
Oh, man. Well, I mean, this is like in the Northeast, this is like the happiest farm month of the year. It's really like when things are exploding, and really like the things from the harvest from the summer that's my favorite. Corn is at its peak right now, tomatoes, peppers of all kinds, sort of hot and sweet. Those are really sort of the top tier stuff. And peaches are kind of coming into their own on the fruit side. So we're definitely going to be including a lot of those things. It's sort of, this is the month that it is probably easiest to eat seasonally in the Northeast, certainly the most pleasant.
Yeah, you know, I was talking about that in the beginning of today's show, how, you know, as the seasons change, sometimes, you know, your access to certain foods can shift. But well, we're going to try and stay on top of this. But obviously, during the summer months, the amount in terms of the extensive variety of fruits and vegetables is always going to be much greater. Now, I have a question for you, and this was burning in my brain over the weekend. So I was like, okay, I have to remember to talk to you about this. And it comes down to mushrooms. I used to be not a fan of mushrooms. I'll be the first one to admit it. Like from the time I was real little, and, you know, just if there was a mushroom near any of my food, I was like, no way. Now I actually really enjoy mushrooms. But when it comes to cooking and mushrooms, is there a major difference between the different varieties? Because I myself, you know, have played around with, you know, just the basic things, you know, using portobello mushrooms and things like that. But when you guys are preparing your foods, do you find that certain mushrooms are more ideal for certain recipes that you're working with?
Well, wow, I'm so glad that you asked the question about mushrooms, because it's I had a similar sort of arc personally regarding mushrooms. As a kid, Brussels sprouts were my least favorite thing, but number 1A were mushrooms, if it was anywhere near my food. And it turned out my mom used to make this pasta sauce that had finely diced mushrooms in it, and for years she just wouldn't tell me what was in it, because she knew if I found out there were mushrooms in it, my opinion of the sauce would completely tank. So
that's amazing.
But as a But as an adult, I've come to love them. And really, like, there is a certain, there's great commonality, certainly, in the flavor of most mushrooms. And I think, you know, you can, well, I guess I should finish that story by saying at this moment in time, mushrooms are one of my favorite foods in the world. And I'm not, you know, I'm not a vegetarian, but I know that if I were, I would have mushrooms every single day, because I think it does give you this sort of, both texturally and from a flavor perspective, it gives you a lot of like the satisfaction that comes from eating meat, and that a lot of meat eaters sort of feel like they can't be without. Mushrooms are, especially some of the heartier mushrooms, are a really nice substitute. I think across all mushrooms, there's definitely a, there is sort of a common, there's a commonality in terms of like the earthiness of it. And usually there's kind of a, texturally, there's sort of a similar mouthfeel across most types of mushrooms. But I would say that there is a difference when you cook with them. Some are, while all mushrooms, you know, even prepared in the simplest possible way, you know, sliced up, let, you know, cooked in a pan relatively dry with salt and pepper and some garlic, is kind of amazing. Even if you use what I would say is the sort of the most entry level mushroom, is probably a white button mushroom.
That's so I think funny. That's the one I was zeroing in. I was like, you know, it's funny. When I used to think of mushrooms, I used to only think about a white button mushroom.
Yes, totally. And it you can make those taste really, really good. But I would say that the sort of flavor profiles go, up from that, more robust than that. I mean, there are cremini that are sort of very similar to white button mushrooms, but add a little bit to that flavor profile. Wine caps are sort of more intense. Oysters, and then you sort of get all the way to porcini and to truffles, which I would say have, about the stronger, most robust flavor. And something I've actually found out recently is I started to grow mushrooms, and we grow wine caps and oysters at home. And, you know, when we have extras, I actually bring them into the kitchen, and the freshness of a mushroom is really, plays a huge role as well. I think there are a few all vegetables, all food is best when it's really fresh, but some foods have a bigger premium, a taste premium on their freshness than others. And I would put mushrooms in that top tier, that if you can ever, get mushrooms that, I mean, either you've grown yourself, you cut them and put them right in a pan, or, you know, next, if you can't do that, then if you are, you know, at a farmer's market and can pick up mushrooms that have, you know, maybe been harvested that day and haven't been refrigerated yet because they're so fresh as to not need it, that they end up tasting so much more mushroomy, for lack of a better word, than
right.
Ones that you'd get in the store. And if you're, you know, if you're having mushrooms because you like the taste, then that's a good thing. I mean, if you don't like mushrooms, then maybe more mushroomy isn't what you're going for. But for people that do like it, there's a real benefit with mushrooms. I put it in the small handful of food groups that if you can get them extremely fresh, do it, because you're really in for a treat.
Right. And that is so true. You know, because we have a mushroom extract that we have a lot of people who, you know, seek out from us. And obviously it's an extracted form. But the medicinal benefits of mushrooms have certainly been touted and shown just through scientific research through the years. But incorporating mushroom into a daily routine, like you said, especially for someone who's maybe a vegetarian that still wants kind of that meat heartiness. And I notice, you know, myself with eating a lot of portobello mushrooms, the way that you can, you know, prepare them definitely, you know, can alter the taste even in a portobello. So, you know, you can change it up each and every single day if mushrooms are your thing. So I'm sure that you guys have many different ways that you prepare the mushrooms. And I won't keep you because I know that you're busy on a Monday, but I'll make sure that people know where they can track you down. And I want to thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, thank you, Amanda. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Be well. And remember, you can have your meals delivered directly to you. Clean, healthy, nutritious meals right there in New York City. PortableChefNYC.com. Check them out. This is Invite Health Radio. I'm Dr. Amanda Williams. We'll be right back just after this.
Now is the time to make sure you're managing stress and getting that energy back. Invite Health is here to help. This week, they're zeroing in on promoting energy, focus, and attention with powerful, clinically studied nutrients. And they're making this even easier for you by offering you a limited-time offer. Buy one of their select heart health supplements and get 40% off retail. Double up, buy two, and get free shipping. Call them now at 800-673-2345 to save on select energy and brain health products. Again, that's 800-673-2345. 800-673-2345. One more time, 800-673-2345. Tired of feeling wired and tired? Support your energy, focus, and attention today. Invite Health. Get healthy, stay healthy. 800-673-2345. Welcome back to the Invite Health Wellness Hour. I am Dr. Amanda Williams, and we were just talking to Chef Uri Atiya from Portable Chef and talking about mushrooms. And this is an area that people have a lot of interest in. And we have our Mushroom HX formulation that really is a hot ticket item, especially in the fall and the winter, because people are concerned about their immune system and they really want to heighten up that immune system's ability to fend off any little viruses that may be lingering about in the air. And we know that the Mushroom HX formulation, it's a variety of 8 different mushrooms. So powerful extracts of those mushrooms. But when it comes to eating mushrooms, we know that we're still yielding those wonderful benefits. And as he said, you know, getting access to fresh mushrooms that is just a wonderful thing. And it can add such depth to the foods that you're eating. And they do such wonderful work over there at Portable Chef with how they utilize just fresh nutrients. And I mean, fresh foods, you can't beat it. If once you go fresh, you'll have a hard time going back to ultra processed. Let me tell you that. So, you know, thinking about farm fresh foods and just, you know, even if you pause and if you're just mindful for a moment and you just say, well, how did my grandparents eat? You know, how did my great grandparents eat? And I remember even looking at my grandmother. She had, you know, this beautiful garden that she kept in Michigan every summer, you know. And I remember my sister and I used to just be like always anxiously waiting for like the strawberries to, you know, when you could pick the strawberries or the green beans. And now that's almost hard pressed to find that anymore. You just go into the grocery store, you've got, you know, 10 different choices of green beans and you're not exactly sure where they were coming from. And it's just, it's not the same as it used to be. And to eat things fresh on a daily basis and have that ability to do that right there in New York and have it delivered right to you, I have to stress that. And like I said, go to their website and check out the pictures of their food. Oh my goodness. Just amazing. And just the different purveyors that they use is just really, really very unique. And like you said, the summertime, this is when all those, you know, clean organic farms there in New York are just really thriving. And we know that in New York, there's a ton of organic farms. Did you know that, Alex?
I did not know that, but I know that they're on the rise because everybody, and we've talked about this before, is not wanting to go to the local grocery store. They can't even afford it, some people at this point. So what do? They take to their own backyard and start growing, and that is definitely a healthier, and I wouldn't know if it was, I don't know if I'd say cheaper, I think that's wrong to say, but a healthier and more affordable alternative, it seems like, as prices continue to soar. I mean, we talk about with Mel every Friday, we were seeing this hit our back pocket, hit our wallet every day, aren't we?
Exactly, and you know, when it comes to, you know, and food insecurity is a real deal thing, and, you know, where you have limited access to good quality foods, major problem. And unfortunately, not enough is done about that. And for those who are on, you know, very fixed incomes, their access to, you know, you hear me say, ah, don't eat Pop-Tarts. But, you know, it, unfortunately for people who are on very fixed incomes, it, maybe it makes more sense that they can get more groceries throughout the week if they're buying, you know, Hot Pockets and Pop-Tarts, and as opposed to buying fresh, you know, fruits and vegetables. And that's where we need to really have an assessment and say, you know, what in the world is happening? You know, we have all of these places to which we can really grow wonderful fruits and vegetables. But we know in the United States, I mean, I think only about 5% of all farms are in the business for producing fruits and vegetables. Everything else is like wheat and corn, and not corn of the healthy variety corn of the, we're going to make high fructose corn syrup, corn variety.
But you make a great point, though. They have so many different people trying to, you know, even do crops, and the weather's been so weird, right? So there's just a lot of shortages everywhere, even on these farms. It's just, and it seems like you're trying to help with solutions, but at the end of the day, it's like our leaders are not helping with this. So we've got to help ourselves.
Well, yeah. And I mean, part of it, you know, you have, you know, big agriculture is, you know, a lot of people want to look at big pharma. Big pharma is a big problem. And I think most Americans can kind of recognize that and say, you know, why in the world are we spending $2,000 a month for this particular drug when, you know, it should really only be $50 a month? You know, why is that? And ask those questions. But I think the same thing is said true when you look at big agriculture. And big agriculture is a major, major player in what Americans eat. And that's a very unfortunate thing. And, you know, there are small movements in terms of trying to get better foods into the hands of Americans. But unfortunately, even with importation, I think back in the 1970s, roughly maybe 20% of our fruits and vegetables were imported in to the country. Now it's upwards, I think, around 60% of the fruits and vegetables are imported. And so it tells you that, you know, local small farms are kind of gone by the wayside, got bought up by major, you know, farming conglomerates, basically. And instead of making, you know, these farms produce fruits and vegetables that would be healthy, that could feed an entire, you know, section of, you know, the state of New York, instead it's just enough fruit or vegetables that's produced for a small town or village. And you have the major conglomerates that are just coming in and just laying down tons of soy and wheat and corn. And it's just a mess, and it's a nightmare. And it's something that, you know, is it going to change? Likely the case is no. So we have to still be as responsible as we can as consumers and say, okay, well, I know that a lot of these things I don't have control over. So what can I do in my best interest for my health? How do I still try to make the smartest choices? And what are the things that I can do? If I know that I don't have access to the best fruits and vegetables, how can I still gain the benefits of fruits and vegetables? You know, can I start using the Reds HX from Invite Health that has all those, you know, over 40 fruit and vegetable extracts in that, plus the probiotic? You know, if I'm eating regular quote unquote food that's maybe not organically grown, and I have the concerns that maybe I'm not getting enough vitamins and minerals from the foods that I eat, then, you know, taking the performance multivitamin or the core multivitamin from Invite Health to make sure that we're covering those bases. But yeah, it's kind of a mess. You know, I have my degree in public health, so public health is a very wide scoping field. And so it goes, you know, across many different areas when you think about public health. And, you know, I was focused on chronic disease state management, but, you know, there's, you know, disease prevention, there's disease promotion, there's, you know, the epidemiological wing. You know, there's things where it comes down to, you know, different laws. So there's a lot of things that I'm very well versed in. And so my frustration when it comes to so many things in the world of health and wellness is quite large, because I see all of these discrepancies, and they're discrepancies based off of monetary value. It's not because of, you know, the health. We see the health of Americans continue to decline. And unfortunately, we are unable to make those changes because you're kind of up against it with big powers.
But thank God that Invite Health has resources beyond the big powers, as you say, to get these extracts and formulations done and out there for the people to have.
Exactly. And, you know, and we have so many people who come to us and say, you know, I was so concerned because my grandson wasn't eating, you know, any fruits and vegetables. And I, you know, it didn't matter how many times I told my kids, you know, that they need to be eating fruits and vegetables. And they just wouldn't do it. And so, you know, the grandparents come in to Invite. They get some Reds HX. And they, next thing you know, that little kid is eating their Reds every single day. You know, maybe they're mixing it in with some applesauce or they're mixing in with some yogurt and they're getting these powerful nutrients. And that's really good. I mean, it's good for a growing child's brain, for example, but it's not just for a growing child's brain. This is great for someone who's, you know, 50 years old. It doesn't matter what your age is. You need to be getting those antioxidants and those vitamins and minerals. So definitely check out Reds HX Performance Multivitamin. We'll be back tomorrow talking about thyroid health. So tomorrow I want to talk about the thyroid and how that can impact your energy. And so many people deal with thyroid dysfunction. So be sure to tune in tomorrow at noon. You've been listening to Invite Health Radio. I'm Dr. Amanda Williams. Be well.
Now's the time to make sure you're managing stress and getting that energy back. Invite Health is here to help. This week, they're zeroing in on promoting energy, focus, and attention with powerful, clinically studied nutrients, and they're making this even easier for you by offering you a limited-time offer. Buy one of their select heart health supplements and get 40% off retail. Double up, buy two, and get free shipping. Call them now at 800-673-2345 to save on select energy and brain health products. Again, that's 800-673-2345. 800-673-2345. One more time, 800-673-2345. Tired of feeling wired and tired? Support your energy, focus, and attention today. Invite Health. Get healthy. Stay healthy. 800-673-2345.
The preceding program paid for by Invite Health, Inc.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.